And now, a slice of life from a Northwest snowflake through poetry. Please welcome, fresh off her recent triumph at the Tukwila Grand Poetry Slam, Amy.
Actually, my name is not Amy. It is Vision, for now I see with corrective lenses. My first piece is entitled Into Town.
My way is marginal from Georgetown to the city when a symphony of senses begins. Nostrils fill with wet bus smells, wet newspapers, wet coats, wet dogs, urine, falafel, Axe body spray. Earbuds can't block the out loud reader. Mumbling, whispering, commenting with grunts and sighs of approval. I don't care about the cute puppy or how one of the Real Housewives' Brazilian butt surgery went horribly wrong. Taste is next. There is no good taste on a bus. I stand, achy feet, losing my grip on the strap and reality. For my solace is the view, strong, industrial. Orange cranes appear as origami dotting the waterfront. Then old brick, ghosts of Pioneer Square, past ferry piers and gulls, and the view, the best view of my city. Soon commuters will plunge into the darkness of the most expensive birth canal since Kate Middleton. And we will say thank you. And please, sir, more taxes. And a road toll, whether I'm traveling in or around my city. And please, take my view. Take the best view of the waterfront and leave it all. Yes, leave it all except the view of the third stadium. We somehow have the money for. And the view of the tents of the homeless. We somehow have no money for. And leave the horrifying sight of a perfectly good Rainier Brewery turned into mini storage.
Thank you. My next piece is self-explanatory.
What's El Nino? La Nina? Katrina? Jose? Sandy? Irma? Harvey? Maria? Denali is going gone. And there is snow in Houston and Honolulu. No global warming? Bite my nards!
Thank you. This final piece is best said after a deep cleansing breath. Please join with me. It's called Ding Dong, My Rights Are Dead.
We watch the news for Weinstein's Winky, Wiener's Wiener, Cosby's Cog, Spacey's Sprocket, and Cowboy Roy's Toy. Women are but chattel, to every potentate in power, wielding a stick. The Pasha's harem, virgin sacrifice, Mormon's big love, child brides the world over, even Thomas Jefferson had a love slave. Signaling death to equality, death to civility, death to humanity, from pink to cocomoco, large to small, hooded, helmeted, from president to peon, elephant and mule alike swing their cocks equally in patriotic time. At employees, clients, interns, constituents, boys, girls, no matter the age, race, or religion, and for a good time, call the unconscious. But the real tragedy is I have to have respect for the girls from Charmed. Ah!
Thank you.
That was Amy, everybody. You can catch her at the next Poetry Slam and Cedro Woolley.